You're listening to see
where the arts go.
You say they never saw this coming.
1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce. How are y'all feeling tonight, man? Honestly, it's been a bit rough. You know, the weather's been a bit shifty. The people have been a bit shifty. Who knows who I'm talking about? You know who you are. Not the point. Tonight, we're going to have another crazy episode. We have a bunch of new artists. We have the worldwide exclusive from Deidre. I hope I pronounced that right. I really hope I did. It's called D.I.B. I found this on IG a few days ago. Just a few days ago, and I was hooked. This was amazing. I'm obsessed with this song. And honestly, this artist is going to be insane. Hopefully, we can get her on the show very, very soon. Next up, we also have an artist called Nightmare and Omid Kill with their song called Stars Interlude. Very, very good as well. Can't wait to play that too. And also maybe get them on the show one day. Who knows? It's going to be really cool. But now we have the one and only Federica with us in the studio right now for an exclusive interview. We're going to be playing two of her new songs. Well, new songs. They've been out for a minute, but she's also going to be having some new songs very, very soon. So, yo, stick around. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be lit. We're going to start off with D.I.B. by Deidre, first thing. And after that, Stars Interlude by Nightmare and Omid to Kill, guys. So, 1690, this is a world exclusive. D.I.B. Deidre, let's get it.
Took me on my own again.
1690. That was Stars Interlude and D.I.B. from Deidre, Nightmare, and Omen to Kill. Yo, back-to-back bangers, bro. Tonight's gonna be a great night because now we have the one and only Frederica with us. How are you feeling?
Feeling great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for pulling up. We also have the one and only Mars co-hosting with us tonight, man.
Okay.
How you feeling? That's what's up. So let's get right into it, shall we? So Frederica, tell the viewers out there, who is Frederica?
Frederica is a lot of different things. I think that's what makes me is that I am a paradox in itself. One of my main mission with my music and my art is to make people appreciate their own duality. I think that's the main goal with what I am doing musically. So I would say that's what I am. I am a very paradoxical and dual person.
I like that. Artist. We haven't really had someone describe themselves like that, like a paradox. I think that's very cool.
Thanks.
What made you want to come up with that?
I didn't really want to come up with that. I think it just, I couldn't avoid it. It's something that I think I did try to avoid because I think as like humans, you know, we always try to classify things and put things in boxes and labels, and I just couldn't do that for myself. So that's how I came up with the paradox thing.
That's actually really cool. That's really cool. So wait, how long have you been doing music for?
I've been taking it seriously for a year. I've been singing all of my life. I've been songwriting for maybe like 5 years. Fun fact, I've tried to do like my high school musical for 5 years and it never took me.
No.
Until the last year.
Okay, who did you play?
Sorry?
Who was the character?
In the play that I did?
Yeah.
I wasn't even acting, I was just a backup singer. But it was... I don't even remember. I'm so sorry.
Damn.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. No, because when you said high school musical, I thought you were actually thinking like high school, like the
like a musical from my high school.
Oh.
But it was always like a movie theme, but I just don't remember what it was.
That's cool. So. I was in a play in elementary school. That was pretty cool. I was an elf.
An elf?
Yeah, I had to wear like green.
Was an elf.
Wow. That is it for tonight, guys. Welcome.
No, like in a good way. Elves are cool.
Like in a whimsical way, sort of?
Yes.
Or is it because I'm wearing green today?
Maybe.
Well,
it's the earthy tones.
The earthy tone. Yeah, this is a first for me. I'm not really used to like earthy shit. But it is summer. Summer's on the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it clashes well with Mario's blueness. You know what I mean?
Exactly, like,
and I'm wearing a hoodie. So.
And you're wearing black. Yeah, it's cool. Green, black, and blue. You know, it's just like... You know, it's awesome. It's really good. I mixed up my colors.
Amazing color palette. You know?
Amazing color palette, for real. So, honestly, that's really cool. A high school musical is always very chill. It's very nice. And
yeah, it forged my character.
It
did. So many rejections. Kept pushing. So, here we are.
Honestly, that's crazy. But I feel like a lot of people get like rejected at first, though.
Yeah, of course.
Especially for high school
musicals.
Part
of the journey.
But did you want to also like do acting or like just the singing parts?
I think I wanted to believe that I wanted to, if that makes sense. Like, I always applied for the acting auditions, but I always, like, self-sabotaged because I didn't really want to do it. So, no, I guess I was always just meant to be a singer. Okay. Acting is not for me.
It's a calling, honestly. It's better like that, because now look what you are now, bro. It's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah. On the come up, you know?
Literally.
On the come up.
Yeah.
But that's really cool. So talk to us about your most recent music. So you've been dropping a few hits here and there. You just released Taste it's been a minute, but...
Yeah, November, yeah.
November. So talk to us about that. What was the process of that like?
I write really, like, instinctively. So every demo or song I make is made in my room initially. I guess I just choose a beat that makes me feel something, and I write the lyrics as I write the melodies. I kind of just record, and that's how I make things happen. So it's always very like emotionally tapped in, since it's so like intuitive and I'm not thinking about it more than that, really.
Honestly, yeah, I think it's really cool, and it reflects also like the songs too, like Taste specifically. It kind of gives off that kind of like a I wouldn't say like a Billie Eilish vibe, maybe. But like kind of like that sort of like that energy, you know what I mean? And I think it's like a raw energy, and that's why I think it's like really cool, because like raw emotions, like in the moment. I don't know if that was, like, intentional.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked that up.
Of course, but it's my job. But no, honestly, that's really cool. And was we also have another song called My Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Was that one of your first songs?
Yeah, that was actually the first demo that I made that I was like, oh my god, I made a good song.
Damn.
So, yeah, I have a video of me at 1 a.m. in my shower just vibing to the song I just made because I was so proud of it.
That's a vibe.
And, yeah,
that's a vibe.
I released it like 3 months after that.
That's really cool. Like, were you scared to like drop it at first? Like, considering that was like your first song?
Not really. I feel like I was more than ready. I feel like
100%.
I'm late, if that makes sense.
Mm.
That's something I kind of struggle with. I feel like I should be doing more, pushing more. I should have more stuff released already. But, like, you know, everybody has their path, right?
100%. It's a process, right? It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And honestly, I think it's really cool. And you know what? Better late than never.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy it's out because it's fire.
There is more coming.
Okay. We're going to hear more about that later, but now we're going to play some of these songs because honestly, bro, we're gatekeeping them right now and I just want to play them. So, yo, this is a worldwide exclusive, bro. 1690 on the come up. Frederica, we got Taste and My Mind. Back-to-back bangers, bro. Can't wait for you guys to listen to this. 1690, let's get it.
She made me laugh. Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Hey, this is Mitch from Two Man Giant Squid, and you're listening to CJLO, Concordia's underground radio.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
1690, we are back at it again, bro. White Boy with Sauce, Frederica, and Mars, bro, yeah. In the building right now. We just heard two back-to-back bangers from Frederica herself, Taste and In My Mind. Well, not In My Mind, just My Mind, my fault. Yo, so how you feel?
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Of course, bro. We had to play it. Honestly, it was really cool. Honestly, perfect summer vibes. Amazing summer vibes.
I mean, got released last summer, so good to know.
It's perfect. It's perfect timing. So you told us something off air. You actually did the engineering for both the songs or just one of them?
I mean, I do like the first part of the engineering as I arrange all the vocal stacks and like melodies myself. Mm. I do like a post demo recording just for the lead, just to make it really professional because I don't have sound treatment in my room, but everything else I do myself.
That's really cool. Yeah. How long have you been able to do that?
A year, actually, thanks to my producer, actually, Astro Psychman. Him and his friend actually lended me their FL studio, so it's actually a big shout out to them.
Yo, huge shout out to them.
I can make music because of them, so...
Yo, thanks. I know that it's not cheap. Yo, FL Studio is expensive, mm-hmm. bro. Is it worse than what's the other one?
Ableton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a different type of, like, they're both good investments, you know. But for sure, FL Studio, the best part of it is that you don't have to buy it every time they update it. Because Ableton, you buy it, they update it, you have to buy it again.
Why?
Really? Yeah, you really have to buy it every time.
FL Studio forever.
But is Ableton worth it though?
Depends. I would say if you're on like multiple platforms trying to mix like live, do stuff like this, maybe Ableton's gonna be more. But if you're recording or like, you know, layering or doing some more music recording related, I don't know if that makes sense, you know, I think FL Studio is the best for
you. Shout out. And yo, honestly, bro, paying for every time it updates, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's looking crazy.
It's kind of scammy.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah,
it does sound scammy.
It does sound a bit scammy, you know?
Isn't also, like, I feel like a lot of people have been complaining about the DistroKid.
Yeah.
That's just distribution, right?
Yeah, it's just distribution.
But, like, what's the, like how does that work? Like, walk me through the process.
Hey, if you want, you can explain, or I can go.
Yeah, you can explain.
You can start.
Okay. So, DistroKid is just intermediate for you to, you drop your song, and then they'll post it on every platform possible. So it's nice because it makes sure that you get your revenue back, you know. They do take a percentage, but the only issue with that is that it's a lot of management. What's easier, let's say in some ways, it's kind of easier because it's like the middleman for you. But at the same time, you do have a bit less control on your stuff that you're posting.
And they're also going to try to make you spend more things that you don't necessarily have to spend. Example, you have the social media package where they say, like, oh, if you pay extra for this, we can collect your royalties from social media platforms. But they're going to, once again, take a percentage off of that and charge you more. To take a percentage of more of your money, when in reality you can go collect that by yourself if you like do your research and sign up to the right places.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Okay, so it's like really, like, I wouldn't say scammy, but like I feel like it's hard Maybe.
Like, big distributions and labels often don't really have the artist's interest at heart as much.
True. 100%.
Like, 50-50, even sometimes way less than 50-50.
I've noticed a lot of people don't really, like, have labels anymore. Especially, like, big artists, too. Like, they're mostly just, like, by themselves. They're going solo. Wait, what's the term? Is it solo or just...
Independent.
Independent, that's right. A lot of people don't do, like, labels anymore because, like, they'll just scam you out of your money. So, like, everyone goes independent. Mm-hmm. But yeah. There is also, like, plus and negatives, I guess, too. Like, with a... When you're with, like, a label, I feel like they can, like... benefit you, like, by also, like, giving you, like, more exposure, I guess.
It's more like, it's not gonna be exposure, it's gonna be budget. If you want to go for a label, it should be because you actually really need the money and you already have something going on, because nowadays labels don't go for artists that have to be developed. They go for artists that are already developed by themselves, because of how this industry is shifting with social media and everything. It doesn't work the same. So they kind of just let the artists build themselves up, and then they come and offer money to help them grow. But it's not really about, like, giving you exposures or anything like that anymore.
It's like, to keep doing what you're doing, but, like, with money, but also, like, we own you, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so you have to be really careful with what you sign, because I know artists personally that are in bad deals and they cannot even release music anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is, like, labels in Montreal?
No, it's actually an Ontario label.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Was it? Yeah, somewhere around that. And the thing is, if you were in a situation like this in Quebec, you can send a recommended letter and end your contract. So, luckily, if you sign somewhere in Quebec, it is very easy to break your contract.
Okay, that's really interesting to know. Honestly, I didn't know about this. This is actually really cool.
Did a lot of research.
Have you ever been approached by a label?
No, never.
Okay, but would you want to go independent?
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly, I respect that. Honestly, I think it is, like, the easier way to go. Like, I think it's going to save you a lot of headaches, I find.
I feel like it really depends on your situation. If you're someone for who, like, money is not a big problem, you really should keep being independent. But, like, if you already have, like, a good base and, like, a good community, but, like, you lack the money to actually fund the advancements of your career, then you should maybe consider going with a label, but, like, explore your options, of course, and, like, hire a lawyer,
get a good contract.
Exactly. But it's not, I'm not anti-label, you know. So
this is where, like, management might be useful. You see, like, there's, like, these managers that are popping up and they're helping artists to be, like, on their stuff, you know, posting and all of that. But would you say, like, a manager would be better than a label at this point?
Most definitely, I think so.
Yeah.
I would hire a manager before I sign with a label, especially, like, at this point of my career, there would be absolutely no point for me or a label to do business together.
That's actually really interesting. Yeah. I'm still, like, kind of, like, thinking about what you said about how the labels don't really have the artist's best interest, and, like, how social media also has, like, a big, like, factor in it. So would you say that, like, especially, like, nowadays, it's more about how many, like, followers you have compared to, like, how good the music is?
I feel like labels do look at numbers a lot. They're gonna look have your monthly listeners, also, like, your Instagram following a lot. They want to invest in artists that already have a community.
Okay.
They don't want to have to build the artist. They don't want to have to build the community for the artists. They are here to invest. Like, the music industry is getting very close to the stocks industry.
I see
that's
that.
That's a nice way to put
that's
it.
That's a really cool
way
of seeing
it. We have Justin Bieber that sold his whole catalog to Wall Street. So, you know, it just started.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
You serious? Oh,
yeah.
For how much?
A couple millions, maybe.
Damn.
I don't know the exact number, but it was in the millions.
But what does that mean, sell the, like, his catalog? Like, what does that entail to?
So, when you are an artist, you have... Every song has a master. Like, a master is, like, the final version, the final mix.
Final product.
Exactly. It's like the final bread you would put on the shelf at a grocery store kind of thing. Wait, sorry, what was the question?
About how Justin Bieber sold his catalog.
Yeah, okay, so the masters. How you make money from your music mostly is by owning the masters, because if you don't own your masters, you don't own the royalty. You don't own the money that is generated from the use of the song. The higher percentage you own of your music, the more money you will generate from it. And that's how independent artists actually thrive, by owning their masters.
I see. Okay, that's really cool.
But then Justin just sold all of that to Wall Street. So now Wall Street owns Justin Bieber's masters.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. I mean, he must have sold it for a good amount, bro. Yeah. It's Justin Bieber.
Exactly.
But I feel like I heard something about this, because apparently a lot of people do this, like more established artists, is that like sometimes they'll make a lot of money off their label or like off like their actual song, so they'll go on tour to actually like make more money. You think that's like an actual like thing that's still going to happen?
I mean, yes, I think live shows are coming back. 100%. I feel like that's something that kind of died with COVID and everything. But I see that coming back a lot on the scene. Live shows, concerts. I think touring will indeed be a thing that keeps going in the future.
Honestly, I hope so, because I don't know if you guys heard the news, but now there's another virus, apparently.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, dude, if everything gets shut down again, bro, I'm just gonna, like... Bro, it's horrible, bro.
It's horrible.
It's okay, we'll make music. We'll make shows.
Virtual
on
shows.
Zoom, I guess.
Yes! I'm so down for that. But honestly, man, with everything, how everything has been going on in the world, especially, like, within the past few months, it's good to see that there's still, like... positive, like a little glimpse of light, little like a little bit of positivity, just like keep going. So I think live performances and like just like live music, it's just,
we just
such
need
a
connection.
Exactly,
we need community, we need connection, we need to connect, we need human face to face. Yeah,
that's why I think, and that's why I think what's good about Montreal too, I think Montreal is just like a good community too. Like it's just like a, it's a place of so much culture and so much diversity, and like it loves like music in general. Like I just watched a movie called Myland Kicks, which is a movie about Montreal, filmed in Montreal, and it was one of the girls from you know the show Euphoria?
Yeah.
The girl, I don't know, it was the one with the glasses. The one that starts the like the only fans ones.
Sure.
Anyways, not the point. It was her, and you ever watched Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
I never watched, but I know
it's
what
amazing.
It is.
Oh my
I'm
god!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's strike two. First, you called me an elf. What?
I'm sorry.
You never watched it?
Because my
there's
my,
three of them.
My stepbrother was obsessed, so I think I was just like, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
That's crazy.
I was just
but
like,
the
I
books
cannot.
Are really good too.
Yeah. I'm sure.
But anyways, Roderick plays the emo older brother, sort
okay.
of. But anyways, they're both in this movie, and this movie's about Montreal in 2011, about this girl from Toronto who's a music critic who goes to Montreal for a summer to go like interview like this indie rock band. And like in like that movie, you see like a bunch of like loft parties and like, you know, not just like performances, but also just like connection. You know, people that she meets. There's a poetry slam or some stuff. Like it's all outdoors, all with like with people. You don't see people by themselves in this movie.
Exactly.
It was also like, it was mostly like an all white cast, but that's not what we're gonna talk about now. But it's like it was very weird. But honestly, I do like the fact that connection is such a big part of growing as an artist, not just the quality of the music. You need to like grow with others to grow yourself too.
Exactly, because sometimes as an artist you get so caught up in your world, in your own bubble, that like at some point you just need connection, you just need interaction, because that in itself nourishes your creativity. Like connection is just necessary. It's like a necessary need for humans to grow and evolve. So yeah, 100%. Totally agree.
Everything is connected.
Yeah,
they are. I think that's really cool. Have you ever performed live?
Yeah, once.
Really?
Well, actually, once as me as an artist, but I've done like shows in high school. But
Oh, okay. I was talking about like show, like you did like one of your songs.
Yeah, I did one.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was in March. It was really fun.
That must have been really nice. Are you open to be doing that eventually?
Of course.
Maybe this summer?
Send the invites my way. Venues, hit me up. I'm ready.
Honestly, no, this summer we got a few events planned, right? We got, I forgot to mention this. May 14th. Well, actually, we got back-to-back events next week. We got May 14th, Vampiriol 2. We talked about this last week. It's going to be crazy. Soryurki, Brooklyn Ghoul. Who else? Oh, my God. Soslin, that's right. Soslin's also going to be there. I think G Bando is going to be there, too. But, yo, pull up. It's going to be at Le Belmont. It's going to be nice. We are going to be doing live interviews. So that's going to be an interesting little thing. Then, May 15th, the next day, we also have the CBA listening party / grand opening of the partnership between CBA and Lopez Studio, which is basically just CBA and Lopez having a residency together, right? You want to talk more about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. So pretty much just opening a residency at a studio. We'll be recording stuff, inviting a bunch of artists. You know, we'll try to make this big collage, if it's the best word to use it, you know, like get a bunch of people just to record on a song and see what we can do. Because like you say, like in Montreal, we have so many styles, and we have so much people who are ready to like listen to these different styles. So many, like, we're very open-minded, I would say, as a city. So we'll see what we can cook up, you know. And we'll have a full studio ready. So if you want to come, you're more
of
than invited.
Course,
you know,
love to.
It's gonna be at Studio Le Crib. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever been. It's which street is that?
Never.
Oof, I don't know. I know it's in St. Henry.
Yeah, you know where it is? It's right next to Atwater.
I am really not good with Montreal streets.
Okay, it's next to Dawson.
Yeah, I guess.
It's close to Dawson. It's more like next to like the right. industrial area, next to the train tracks.
No matter, I have a car, I'll be there.
All right.
I'll just be there.
It's gonna be free, right?
Yeah, it's free. Just come. See the studio, try to record some stuff, and then me, my friend Rico, and also Sandro, really good engineers, by the way, and producers also, and we'll try to mix these styles together. You know, we're gonna for sure have some rappers, but we'll also have some indie rock, so we'll try to find some cool ways to mix that in, and again, just to reunite styles together, get people to know each other, get people to connect, and use the studio that we have now, you know?
That's such a beautiful initiative, really. Congrats.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, we're going to go to a quick little ad break. And after, we're going to go right back into it. So, yo, stick around, boys. 6090, we have Federica with us, bro. Catch us soon.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Hello, I'm Dan W.
And I'm Jim Finn, and we play in the Australian band Art vs. Science.
And you are currently listening to the 1690 AM frequency
of CJLO.
Campus radio is for lovers.
Yeah. Mwah.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Hope you guys didn't miss us. We're back at it again, bro. Federica, Whiteboard with Sauce, and Mars back at it again, bro. So it is my favorite part of the night, the quote of the day. So, Federica, what is the quote of the day?
I think the quote of the day is going to be, as above, so below.
Okay, that's interesting. So, can you elaborate on that?
I like to remind people that shadow cannot exist without light, and light cannot exist without shadow. And I feel like reminding yourself that as above, so below helps you in a way go through the highs and lows of life, because as dark as it gets, there is an equivalent light existing somewhere, somehow. So that's my quote of the day, as above, so below.
That's beautiful.
That's actually really cool. Honestly, yo, that's very philosophical. I like that. You can tell you write. It's honestly, it's very, you're very yeah. well spoken. And honestly, I like that a lot. It's very, it's good to have balance. Mm-hmm. Balance exactly. is very key. It's very underrated, I guess. A lot of people don't really, I wouldn't say a lot of people don't have it, but it is something that's very needed, especially today. Yeah. Trying to find a balance with, like, you know, work and mindset.
And your music.
Yeah. And music, too.
Exactly. Because I feel like you're a very creative person, you know? And to be able to, like, express yourself, I feel you need this certain like, emotional maturity, you know?
Yeah.
To just be able to say what you gotta say and be comfortable in saying it also.
I know, I get what you mean. Because I had to work on that. Because I feel like I'm someone that lives in my head so much that I used to really struggle expressing what was inside of me or what I really meant. So thank you for noticing that. It's been a lot of work.
How does one, like, overcome that? Like I know, like, trying to, like, overcome something like that is also, like, it's not hard, not easy, guaranteed. So, like, is like a slow process?
I would say give yourself grace, give yourself patience, and keep trying even when it's hard. And that's key for, like, everything. Anything you want to get better at, just keep trying when it's hard. Do it scared, do it tired, just do it.
Take that leap of faith.
Yeah, exactly. I had to push through. Sometimes I was getting frustrated because I couldn't communicate properly. And then I just have to, like, you know, take a deep breath. Okay, one word at a time. What are you trying to say? There you go.
One word at a time, honestly. Yeah. I think that's honestly the best way to put it, especially for writing.
Better. Yeah.
It hopefully does get better. But do you have that similar experience when it comes to your music, Mara?
100%. I feel like there's this kind of wall you have to be able to break if you want to start releasing your music. Trying to just show that, like Sona, no? He came last week and he was saying, like, you're displaying one perspective of yourself, you know? It's like, this is not your full self for sure. Mm-hmm. But being able to really know what you want to push. And it's a bit like, if it works with your brand, you know? So being able to do that is, I think it's something really hard. It's really hard, and it's something that you need to, I don't even know what's the right word to say it, but, like, you need to be able to get out of your cocoon in some ways. Maybe that's the best way to say it.
The way that he put it, he kind of said, like, had, like, an alter ego.
Yeah.
Sort of. Like, he's like Sona Boy is kind of like him at, like, not like full potential, but, like, it's like a different, like, version of himself where he's, like, more confident, more out there.
Yeah, that's really important to have, I think, for an artist. Alter egos, like, if you don't have at least one, I think you should find one.
Honestly, especially, like, in nowadays, like, I feel like it's hard to find confidence in something that you're not 100% certain of.
Because, and really, you have to really amplify what you have within, and I feel like having an alter ego makes that a bit easier, because you can allow yourself to show up as an amplified version of a side of yourself more freely, maybe. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah, 100%.
And, like, in live performances too, like, this is the most important part. Like, this is why I think live performances are really important, because this is your chance to show this perspective, you know? Then to show it to a crowd live, then connect, like you say. Like, I think that's the best, like, the best ROI, let's say, like this. But, like, that's what you return, the return in your investment, is that you're really showing people who you are, and it's the best way to connect, I think.
Exactly.
100%. And honestly, especially with this city, like, particularly, it's good, because I feel like, especially in the music industry, or, like, the music scene particularly, everyone knows each other. In a way, like, someone knows, like, oh, I've heard of this person. And, like, you know, like, there's, like, even, like, Toronto. Like, Toronto, it's, like, very different. Because, like, Toronto, it's, like, mostly just, like, either hip-hop, R&B, Montreal, it's everything. You know what I mean? So it's, like, really, like, a variety of stuff. So, honestly, I think connection is, like, the best thing that the city has in general. And I think it's just really cool. But speaking on that, you also have more music on the way.
I I do.
So what can you tell us about that? What can you tell us without spoilers?
I can tell you that I have been writing mainly in French for the next songs. Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. What made you want to do that?
I've been told a lot that I should try. I've been told that I have an accent that's like kind of disturbing when I sing in English.
Huh?
Yeah, well,
not at all.
I didn't hear that.
Whatever. So I gave it a try, and I found out that it actually flows out pretty easily. More
really?
Like at first I was scared because I was like, I need to rewire my brain to write in French. That's going to be difficult. But it really wasn't because it's my first language. So
that's what's up.
It actually flowed right out of me. So I'm trying to do a bit of both. Some are just French. Some are just English. And some of them are both. So you'll see.
Wow. So like, when can we expect like an EP maybe? Would this EP be like English and French? Or would you stick to one language?
I think it would be both, maybe with a couple songs just in French. Another reason why I decided to go mainly French is because there's kind of more like an open spot in the French scene than like in the Anglophone for what I do, at least. I feel like in the R&B pop alternative, there's not too much of that in like Francophone music, especially in Quebec, so... I was like, you know, why not be the one to do it?
100%. Yo, carve your own path. Honestly,
exactly.
Like, and like, make way for the people following you.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe you can start a fad. That'd be nice. That'd be really cool.
Who knows?
Maybe one day.
Who knows?
Someday. It's going to be cool. It's going to happen.
Exactly.
But that's really cool. So this next song is going to be fully in French. That's really cool.
Yeah, and I also have a feature that is from Paris.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Oui, oui.
Yeah.
I bet the France wants.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But that's really cool. So wait, what's this artist's name? Or can you? Are you allowed to say it?
Yeah. His name is Abbé de Wave. I guess, like, in French, it would be ABD Wave. In English, ABD Wave. That's his name. Shout out ABD.
That's really cool. Is he a producer or, like, he actually, like, performs on the song?
He's both. He's an artist and he's a producer. He produces his own music, by the way. You should check him out. He's really good.
What's his name? ABD Wave?
Yeah.
Let me check him out.
He's really good. And he didn't produce on the next song that's going to drop, but he does a verse and... I when I heard his verse at first, I was like, oh my god, he did better than me on my own song. What do you mean? But then, you know, I tweaked mine and we're pretty equal now.
You're pretty
that's
equal?
Pretty
yeah.
No, I'm sure you guys are both equally
maybe
amazing.
I can show you after.
Ooh. Exclusive, oh my god. But yo, ABD Wave, or is it like, how do you spell it?
Yeah, ABDWAV. Sorry, there's no E.
Damn, he's not showing up. Is he on Spotify?
Yeah, it's all in one word.
Yeah, that's why. That's weird. Because I have someone called Lead Wave, but that's not.
No, really, like ABDWAV. He has a song called Marathon, maybe.
Marathon. Let me check it out. Marathon.
And you said you were doing it in French, right?
Yeah.
So, how would you say it's different than English, French, for you personally?
I feel like my vocabulary is a bit more researched. I feel like I can get more witty in French because I'm more comfortable. I guess I have a wider vocabulary in French, hence why it makes it easier to do word plays and rhymes that are not exactly rhyming perfectly, but it sounds cool because I'm just more comfortable in the language. So yeah.
Okay, nice. And you're doing it in French, but like there's also we're in Quebec, we all know this, you know?
Really?
There's also the French.
How long?
Not too long. But there's also the Quebec accent, you know?
Yeah.
So do you try to incorporate this, or are you trying to keep it more neutral?
I try to go for more of an international French. Okay. So I'm not, like, sometimes my accent peeks through, of course. And that's okay, like, I just leave it be, but I'm not actively trying to keep my Quebecois accent in my music. Like, mm-hmm. I don't mind if it peeks through, but I just want everyone to be able to. Because I feel like if you were a French person listening to something with, like, a very heavy Quebecois accent, you might not relate as much. Vice versa for, like, maybe some Quebecois people who don't relate as much to very French accent.
I feel like it's
music.
Very too, yeah, because it's two different lifestyles. I feel like
exactly.
It's very different.
So that's why I aim for like international French.
Mm.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's really cool. I feel like it's hard to find like a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Balance, yo,
balance.
Bro,
yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, it goes back. But no, honestly, I like that. Honestly, I think it's very cool that you're able to do that and you're able to strive for it too.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, honestly, it's really cool. Right now, we actually found him. Marathon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yo.
I really love his song.
Okay, I like his genre, yo. Okay, so he has an EP.
He produces everything. Yeah, two EPs.
Wow. He just dropped it. Oh, this is actually a pretty cool album cover.
He's fire.
And there's also, he works with someone called Yu Suike, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, what was the story behind him? How did you guys connect?
So he's actually Astro's friend.
Damn. Is he also from France?
No, Astro's from here. But Astro is just Mr. Worldwide. He knows.
Damn, we have our own Mr. Worldwide, Kenny.
He knows people great. Like in Brazil, Russia, France, Belgium, Africa, everywhere. So he's been really a great A&R and producer, coach in general. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how I met ABD.
That's really cool. But yo, I didn't know there was like a music scene in Russia like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I actually have two producers that are from Russia that I absolutely love working with.
You serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're Mr. Worldwide too. That's really cool.
I guess I learned from Mr. Worldwide, I guess. Yeah.
No, honestly, that's really cool. Hopefully, we get to hear more stuff from you and ABD.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Like during the summer, hopefully?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hopefully, maybe, yeah, I'm not gonna say too much. That's all you're getting.
Not even a month?
No.
Damn!
It's still a secret.
It's still a secret. Can you tell us what the song would be about, at least?
I can tell you the title. It's pretty self-explanatory when I explain, it's going to make sense. So the title is Qu'est-ce qui m'a? That's short for Qu'est-ce qui m'arrive? What's happening to me? I wanted to express kind of this as above, so below thing that I told you about. So in this song, I really talk about how I'm still learning. I'm still like kind of a baby at life, but I'm also very like self-aware. And I have grown a lot as a being and as an artist, and I feel like that really shows in that song, from the songwriting, the way it's expressed. There's like some avoidance but some emotional vulnerability. So that's why qu'est-ce qui m'arrive, just what is going on with me, when you're like yes but no, black but white, like everything is just coexisting at the same time and you're confused with like the duality of life. Yeah.
Honestly, I like that a lot. It sounds like a really cool concept to like really. I feel like it must have been fun to write around like that sort of concept. Yeah,
it was. It felt very me.
You know what? I think it's gonna sound amazing. It's gonna sound so great. And what was it like working with ABD? Like, was it like I know it's a different genre, but was there like a like something that you guys like really bounced off of each other, or it's like different, or just like very natural?
I actually just sent him the song because Astro said, "Well, you should maybe get a feature on this one." I was like, "Well, who?" He said, "You should maybe try sending it to ABD." So I sent it to him, and he sent me a verse back, and I was just seized by how good it was. So I was like, "Okay, sold. Like, you're on the song, and that's it." It
was history was made.
I didn't even have to communicate anything. I just said, "Can you hop on this?" He said, "Yeah, sure. Send me a verse." And that's it.
Damn, okay, so it's that easy?
Yeah, like we're a good team. Great team.
Honestly, that's really good.
And that's really important, honestly. Like, to have that team that you can work with and you're flexible. And like you said, he even showed you how to engineer and all that. It's like, I feel like this guy is, he's got the connections. He shows you how to do stuff. It's very important.
I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Really literally blessed. Mr. Worldwide, bro.
Yeah, this Mr. Worldwide.
Just like Pitbull. This is amazing, bro. Whatever happened to Pitbull?
I have no idea. I know he has a huge, like, huge studio in Miami, by the way.
Bro, he owns Miami, bro. He just has a whole key of, like, Miami. You know who Pitbull is?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, thank God.
Of course.
Then my cousin's scary. He's like, well, who's Pitbull? I'm like, yeah,
oh, my God.
He's, like, 12. But it's like, okay, yeah. Wow.
No, fair.
Like, I feel old. I was like, damn.
We're getting old, guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like we're the unks now. It's like kind of like, oh, man.
I'm about to be 25 in a month. That
happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Birthday. Thank you.
Yo. No, you're good. Don't worry. It's fine.
25. It's like a quarter cycle. That's...
I mean, it's fine. We all reach 25 eventually. It's going to be... It's only just a matter of time.
It's true.
Any plans for the 25th? I was gonna say it's a big year, but it's gonna give you like an existential crisis.
Yeah, I mean, not yet. I don't know. I'm kind of like the type of person I'd rather stay home and not do anything too big. But I feel like that would be maybe like downplaying.
Oh hell no! Honestly, bro,
I don't know what I'm gonna do yet.
Sometimes it's always fun just to like take it easy. You know, maybe have like a few people here and there, your close friends.
Yeah, I'm kind of a hermit for real. As much as I love connection, I also love my bubble. So, as above, so below, right?
Honestly, it's good sometimes to have some like little R&R, little D&D time. You know what I mean? It's fun.
Exactly. It's needed.
Yeah, you can reflect more. It's very
recharge.
Yeah, low key. Mm. It's always good. But yeah, we are almost out of time. Do you have any like last words before we part ways?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
Thank you for coming to the show. It was amazing.
Thank you. One thing I'd like to say is do it scared. I think that's something that everybody needs to hear. Whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's asking a girl out or applying to this job or putting music out or starting a radio show, just do it scared, because there's no such thing as failure. You win or you learn, and that's it. So that's what I have to say.
I low-key needed to hear that. That was actually really good. Yeah, it's been rough. It's been a rough few weeks. It's all right.
Do it scared. You got this.
Honestly, no, that I think I really needed to hear that. I really appreciate you coming here. It was a blast to have you. I can't wait to listen to all the songs that you release. I'm sure, dude, if you drop the song on your birthday, it would be amazing. That would be so cool.
I cannot lie that I have thought about
it. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
You know, we'll see.
Who knows, bro? Let me know. I'll play it. It's going to be amazing.
Perfect. I'll let you know.
So, yo, this is 1690, The Come Up. The White Boy with Sauce. Federica and Mars here with us, wishing you guys a good night. See you guys next week. Hopefully we can see you at Vampirella 2 and the CBA event at Studio Le Crib. Peace out, guys. Have yourself a great night. Write it off.
Too much that.